In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God first laid his Spirit upon Moses. He called Moses and revealed himself in a way that he had not revealed himself to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, those he had called, and they had followed him with faith. But with Moses, he began something new. Oftentimes in our society, when it comes to our faith and the struggle between the Christian revelation and the Christian meaning of life and an entirely secular understanding of the world without God, there comes an argument about the beginning, how the world was created. But the world as restored by God to what it was meant to be when he created it, that new world, it also had a beginning. And the beginning of the new world, the beginning of the new life, the beginning of God's transformation of the world and transformation of those who had fallen begins with Moses. He is the one who led the people of God out of bondage to forces and powers of this world, often celebrated by those who are fixated on the physical creation of the world and how it happened. How did it happen that God recreated the world? How did God begin the event by event restoration of the world that he had created? That beginning came with Moses. The Spirit of the Lord was put upon Moses, and he was given that great task of leading the people of God out of bondage to this world. A task that Christ himself would come and finish so that we could be restored in the end and that the prophecies of the Old Testament could be fulfilled. We read last night at Vespers that God told Moses to bring to him 70 elders. And God said that he would put the same spirit that he had put upon Moses on the 70 elders. And Moses prayed that all of the people of the Lord could become prophets. And from the book of Joel, we heard God say, I will pour my spirit out upon all men. And today, the Feast of Pentecost is the celebration of the fulfillment of that promise that began with Moses, the leading out of bondage to this world toward a promised land, the kingdom of God. That is fulfilled on the feast day of Pentecost, when the Spirit of God is poured out upon all of us. Jesus Christ has accomplished this, having ascended to sit on the right hand of God the Father. Our humanity in that high place. The Holy Spirit of God himself is sent down upon the people who are gathered together in harmony and of one mind, awaiting the descent of the Holy Spirit, because that's the kind of condition that we have in order to receive the Holy Spirit. Gathered together of one mind and waiting. At the Divine Liturgy, we come together to ascend to the kingdom of God. We gather together in the same way of one mind, and we call upon the Holy Spirit to descend upon us at every divine liturgy. In the time of Moses, the word of God was inscribed on tablets of stone and was given to the people of Israel. But already there was in the prophets' writings a looking forward to the time when there would be something from within our humanity to transform us and restore us to what God meant us to be. And in Ezekiel, as we heard last night, God said, I will take the heart of stone from out of you, and I will give you a heart of flesh. The one thing that means is that it's one thing to have the Old Testament Word of God inscribed in a heart of stone. It's another thing to have the Word of God written in the heart that is beating with love for God, alive, living. I will give you a heart of flesh, and I will put a new spirit in you, I will put my spirit in you. That's what Ezekiel wrote. It's very difficult for us as human beings to understand how God has created us and who he has created us to be. Sometimes we might want to turn to him and ask, what am I? Not even who am I, but what am I? Am I meant to be a human being who holds my own destiny in my hands, decides what needs to be done, tries to follow the law, and lives my life? When I try to live like that, there are difficulties. I find that I am wrong inside, and there is something wrong with the world. Nothing works. Everything is out of joint. What am I? It's a good question for a Christian to ask. It's a question that St. Paul answers. You are an epistle of Christ. That's what we are. Each one of us is a message from God in the world. That is the meaning of our lives. Each one of us has different talents, different abilities, different personalities, and all of those things are there as part of the message that God has written on our hearts, not in stone, but in the flesh of who we are. Each one of us is a message for the others, and our lives are meant to be the gradual proclamation of that message, revealing the presence of God in the world through we who are transformed and transfigured by bringing his life into the world. Our own life is his life. The life that we live in the world is his life. And who we are and what we mean is a message given by God. And this is true for each one of us as we look out on all the rest. And they are a mystery to us. Each one of them is an epistle of Christ. And it's up to us to receive that message, to understand what God reveals through them. Instead, we focus on ourselves, every one of us. We don't follow the advice that we must decrease so that he might increase. We cannot fulfill ourselves as messages of Christ in the world unless we break out of all of that. Once we begin to recognize the truth, once we begin to turn toward God, our impatience to have everything all at once often gives us difficulty, a kind of zeal not unknown to those who finally have turned toward God. And a great example here is Moses the Strong, Moses the Black, a saint who died just after the turn of the 5th century. He lived mainly in the 4th century, died in 407. We celebrate him in August. He had been a robber, leader of a band of robbers, 70 robbers. And once he met St. Isidore, the abbot of a famous monastery in Africa, he saw this man for the message of Christ that he was, and he became a Christian. Eventually, he would have a monastery of 70 monks of his own. But on that path, it would eventually be fulfilled by his being a great example to others. He found himself very impatient. Why can I not be transformed? Why am I not more as I ought to be? And St. Isidore took him up onto the roof of the monastery before dawn, and together they waited for the coming of the dawn. And they waited. And at first there was only the slightest difference on the eastern horizon between that and the rest of the circle of the world. But gradually, as the minutes passed by, the sun arose. Not all at once. And Isidore explained to Moses, this is how it is with us. The light of Christ dawns in our life, but slowly and gradually, not all at once. And it is best for us. St. Gregory of Nyssa says the same thing. He says that our understanding of how we are to live the message in Christ that we are will come clear to us if that is what we desire. If we desire to be the presence of Christ in the world, note, not if we desire to have all things given to us now, so that I can have enlightenment and wisdom and knowledge and power for myself. That's not what we're called to. We are called gradually to move toward Christ, and the dawn will come, as is seasonable and best for us, Gregory says, as we are able to receive it, because that gradual dawning of the light of Christ prepares us for greater enlightenment. Enlightenment in the sense that gradually we are more and more able to live the lives that God gave us to live. We are limited beings, and we live in time. And it takes time for the fullness of what God means to reveal of himself to the world through us to develop, as is seasonable for us, and as we are able to receive the light. The light of God's presence upon the face of Moses was a light that was destined to fade. The light of the commandments were given to one whose face shone with the presence of God, and he was set aside until that light faded. But the light of our life in the Holy Spirit of God, in Christ and in the Holy Spirit, is a light that will never fade. It is a light that is meant to increase, not to pass away. Not the sudden enlightenment of the law, but the gradual enlightenment of the brightening of the world that God is transforming through the lives of every saint that is born into the world. Because this is why we are born. We are born to be saints, messages of Christ, lights in the world. And gradually, even though not all may fulfill, there will be 3, 6, 12 candles more in each generation. How many, we don't know. But every generation, there are more. And each one of us is called to be that revelation of the light of Christ. It is the meaning of who we are. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen.